Hello. You're finally awake, sweetie. Google told me that this stuff right here would knock you out, but I didn't know it would be for this long. Good thing I told my dear daughter I'd be working late tonight. No, please don't start screaming. Baby, I don't want to have to gag you, and no one will hear you anyway, but I just need to talk. And it's rude to talk over people. Yeah. I said stop, baby. Finally, quiet. Good. Now, the sooner I say what I need to say, the sooner you can go home. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah? Good. You know me, right? Of course you do. Just a regular customer at your coffee shop, and you always make such delicious fucking drinks. And your customer service is like top notch. For real. Like, you are just the fucking sweetest. You go above and beyond to make sure every customer's experience is easy and enjoyable. You even take the time to talk to me sometimes when you're, on your break or whatever. You put so much effort into it. You take care of your loved ones and pursue an education all at the same time, and that's no easy feat, baby, But with all that said, I've decided you would be a wonderful boyfriend for my daughter. After all, you're the full fucking package. And besides, my daughter is just, well, she's perfect, just like you. I raised her, after all, and for all your hard work, you deserve the perfect girl, right? Yeah. What's that? That's all. What the fuck do you mean? Yes, I'm serious. This is a very serious subject, sweetie. My daughter's future rides on her having a good man in her life, and I've chosen you. So, trust me, you have no idea what a mother would do for her kids, and I'd do just about anything to give her the life she deserves. And if that means removing all your loved ones so that she becomes your one and only, well, I'll do that too. But it won't come to that, will it, baby? No, of course not. You will be good to my daughter, of course you will. So here's the deal. I've told my daughter about you, and tomorrow she'll come to your coffee shop and you will ask her out. She's free tomorrow evening. You two will have a good night and you'll bring her back home to me. And you will not say anything about this. Trust me, I'll know if you do. Do you understand? Capito? I didn't quite hear you. I need you to speak up. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I'm gonna have to knock you out again, but you'll wake up in your bed, I promise. But remember what I said, okay? Okay, so just sit back for a second, because you'll be fine. But you're gonna wake up right there in your fucking bed. Hey, there you are, sweetheart. Did you have fun on your date? You did. Oh, that's great. He is just the sweetest, and he makes such great coffee too. Quite a catch, huh? Look at him blush. You had a good time too, didn't you, Mr. Barista? No, that's good. That's good to hear. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you go in and get some sleep, honey? And you must be tired, and I'll see you in a little bit. But first, maybe your date wants to give you a proper good night. Just pretend I'm not here. I'll be in just a second, baby, okay? I'm just gonna have a quick chat with your date, and you just, go on and go to bed. Good girl. See you later. Good job. You did exactly as you were told. Yes, I know you didn't tell her what I did. I told you before, I have my ways of knowing. But enough about that. How did it go? She is very pretty, isn't she? Most beautiful girl I know, of course. She got her looks from me, so I'm sure you've noticed that. You're blushing. I knew you found me attractive. And if you find me attractive, you must be speechless looking at her. Yeah, she's sweet too, isn't she? Yeah, I raised her right. Like, very polite and respectful and cheerful. That's good, that's good. So, tell me, when's your next date? What's that? You've exchanged numbers and expressed interest, but you don't know yet. Well, I suppose that's fine, but did something go wrong? You don't seem like you're enthusiastic about it. No, be honest. The only way to fix the situation is to be honest, so go ahead. You had a good time, and you do find her attractive, but you didn't exactly click. Okay, so the chemistry was missing. That didn't seem to be her opinion, so at least you did a good job of covering it up. What? You think since you did this, I'll let you off the hook? What are you talking about? What do you mean? I can't make incompatible people fall in love. Oh, I absolutely beg to differ. Look, my daughter deserves the best, and I believe that's you. So you're gonna make this work, or I will continue to make it worse for you, and you will continue to date her. Do you understand me? Good boy. Now, you're a sweet guy, and I don't want you to feel bad. Besides, you need more incentive than just threats to keep giving my daughter your best self. So, I have an idea. Okay. How about you can continue dating her, and I can make you feel very good. Don't play dumb with me, young man. I know you think I'm hot. Every time I come into your coffee shop, you can't stop looking my way. And who knows? Like, she looks like me. Maybe getting frisky with me, you'll be even more attracted to her. Can we start right now? Yeah. Sure, we can think of it as an apology for what I did yesterday. What's that? We can do it right here on the porch. It's dark out and the neighbors are far enough away. Besides, they're old, so they're already in bed now. Well, yeah. But before we start, I didn't know how eager you were to hear me speak to you like this, but I'm almost positive that if you're eager for me to make you feel so fucking good, how about if my name rolls right off my lips? Would you like me to say your name, baby? Because I'm sure you're going to try to pull every whimper and moan out of me, aren't you? Isn't that right, Eric? Yeah, that's what I thought. So, come here. Just come over here. Wow, sweetie. Somebody's been waiting a while for that. And to be honest, so was I. Why are you looking at me like that? Yes, I know what I said. I want you to be my daughter's boyfriend, but that doesn't mean I also don't find you attractive. You'll belong to her, but I think I'd like to borrow you every once in a while, especially if it means that you'll stay with her. Why don't you just kiss me some more? You're very good at that. Like, really good at that. I thought I would teach you how to kiss my daughter, but you clearly don't need any help in that department. Now sit down. Yeah, right there on the bench. Good boy. Let me see here. Part your legs a little bit. What am I doing? Well, I'm just going to kneel here and make sure that you're nice and comfortable. Feel good? Yeah, it's good. Now, are you ready for your reward? Oh, come on, Eric. No, no, no. The kissing was just the start. Your real reward comes right now. Yeah, let me just take this out. Your pants. It's nice that you're wearing pants that have no zipper or anything. You can just pull them right down. How nice and convenient for me. So, look at this. Is all this for me? Look how hard you are. I guess since you're already at dinner, it's time for my dessert. I don't mind if I do. Eric, baby, your cock is amazing, and it's been a while for me, but I've never tasted one as sweet as yours. My daughter will not be disappointed when she gets a turn. Yeah, I can't get enough. I'm definitely going in for more. Oh, this cock is really something special. I knew you were special the moment I first walked into that cafe. You know, tell me, did you have a bulge behind the counter every time I walked in to buy something? Or was this like on the secret menu all along? Now, as much as I love the taste of your cock, I have a fun idea. Okay? I'm going to stand up, Erica, and sit here next to you. That's right. Scooch over, baby. Now, lie down and put your head on my lap. Yeah, just like that. That's it. Oh, good boy. Don't worry. I'll get back to your cock in just a minute. But first, let me take my tits out of my bra, my shirt. Oh, that's better. And this gentle breeze is like tickling my sensitive nipples. Oh, you like the view from down there? No, that's not all. You know, at the cafe, you would pump some milk into my coffee, and it's only right that I return the favor. You're not gonna get any milk, but yeah, the idea of it can be there for you. How about that, baby? Now, suck on my nipples, and I'll stroke your cock nice and good. Just long, slow strokes, if that's what you would like. Yeah? I can stroke your cock like this. That's it. Fuck. I feel so good, Eric. Oh my god. Actually, you know, I don't think I've tried this with anyone before. This is so fucking hot, though. Yes, keep sucking, baby. Yes, yes. And yes, you can switch in between nipples. Oh my god, yes, it's so good. Your tongue swirling around my sensitive nipples. Feels really fucking good. And the cool evening air on my newly wet nipples. It's so fucking sensitive, baby. So titillating. How's your cock feel, baby? Does it feel good? Could use a little more spit, huh? Yeah. How about that? Let me spit on it just a little bit more. Would that help? Yeah, let me lean over and spit on it real for you really quick. Oh, that was a lot of spit. About that. Yeah, I'll stroke it faster if you suck on my nipples faster. Yes, yes, just like that. Fuck. Oh my god, that's so good. I'll definitely have to try this one again. What's that? Well, yes, of course we'll do this again. I mean, what are you talking about? Yeah, I need to keep you satisfied so you keep my daughter happy. I don't mind helping you out however you want. What? All your clothes? So fucking hot, baby. Normally, I would love for you to come from this, but I need to feel it inside me. Oh, I'm getting something out of this too, baby. This is not all about you, okay? You need to remember that. Yeah, so I'm gonna sit up. Yeah, sit up, baby. I'm done stroking for now. So I'm gonna ride your cock. Mm-hmm. I'll just hike up this dress of mine. Oh, you like that I'm not wearing any panties, Eric? Yeah. I figured you'd like that. What's that? You like how my pussy looks? Dripping in the moonlight? Alright. Oh, yeah. So, I am gonna climb on top of you. Okay? You ready? Yeah. Slide inside. Ah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, my God. Feeling this inside of me is just fucking perfect. Uh-huh. I need to ride this cock, so I need you to hold on tight, baby, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're lifting me up. I fucking love that, baby, yeah. Do you like the idea of your new girlfriend and her mother taking turns sucking and fucking you? Yeah? Fuck. Oh, under all that sweetness, you're just a bit of a fucking pervert. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry, baby. Because so am I. I need to go faster. Fuck. Grab my hips. Pull me down faster. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to slap it? Yeah? Then do it, baby. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, I want my ass to be red and sore tomorrow. Fuck. Oh. Yeah, grip it, baby. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Come. Oh. Oh, fuck. Are you coming? You come for me, my good boy. Yeah. Oh. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, that felt fucking good. Oh, my good boy. That was fucking amazing. Yeah. You made me feel like I was in my 20s again. Only it's more experience now than I was then, but tell me, my good boy, how was it for you? How did it make you feel, Eric? Oh, you can barely get the words out. I'm gonna take that as a good sign then. What's that? You think we were too loud? Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. She probably went right to bed, like she normally does. And I tell you, once she's out, she is out. Like, she sleeps like the dead, so it's weird. But that's enough rest for me now. Yeah. Look at that cum dripping out of me. It feels so fucking good, baby. Okay, no. You stay right there and rest. You can leave after you give your body a rest. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't I just clean you up a little bit, huh? Mm-hmm. Mmm. Mmm. Tastes so fucking good. What did you have for dessert? Whatever it was sweet, and I like the taste, baby. So, you'll be setting up another date with her, right? You'll ask her tomorrow. Good fucking boy. And I tell you what, you sit there, and I'll bring you some cookies and some milk. Does that sound good, baby? I'll chat it up with you later.